The United States has registered strong opposition to the resumption of UN weapons inspections in Iraq without a new Security Council resolution that would alter the rules under which inspectors work. Secretary of State Colin Powell says inspections should be delayed until the Council acts on a tough resolution drafted by the United States with the support of Britain. Powell spoke just hours after the chief UN weapons inspector, Hans Blix, completed talks with Iraqi officials in Vienna on arrangements for restarting inspections. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
After 2 days of talks in Vienna, Hans Blix told reporters an advance team of inspectors probably would go to Baghdad in about 2 weeks to resume the investigation of Iraq's weapons development that was suspended 4 years ago. Blix said the inspectors would operate under the terms set forth by existing Security Council resolutions on Iraq, which means, he said, inspectors would have unfettered access to all sites within Iraq except the 8 presidential compounds of Saddam Hussein. Access there, Blix said, would be available by special arrangement under a 1998 agreement between Iraq and UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. That does not satisfy the United States. At a State Department news conference, Secretary Powell said the Iraqis consistently circumvented the previous inspections program.
The old regime did not work. The old inspection regime did not work. They tied it up in knots.
The United States is pushing a new Security Council resolution that would provide a mandate for more intrusive inspections. A draft of that resolution reportedly would make null and void the agreement that limits access to so-called presidential sites. The resolution also is said to provide a specific time frame for Iraqi compliance and spell out the consequences for Iraq's defiance of UN authority. Secretary Powell says the meeting in Vienna shows why the UN Inspection Commission, known as UNMAVIC, must wait for that resolution to be approved.
Our position right now is that UNMAVIC cannot simply go back in under the former terms of reference. We can even see today that there are still places that are off limits, that were not talked about, that were not dealt with. There are still issues in debate. And so we don't want to get into a negotiating situation with the Iraqis under these old terms. That's why we need a new resolution with clear terms, tough terms, high standards, because we are determined to solve this problem once and for all.
Hans Blix told reporters yesterday that he is simply making complicated logistical arrangements now that Iraq has agreed to allow the inspectors back. Blix said he is not challenging U.S. and British policy on Iraq.
That would be very presumptuous to have any such message to anybody. I'm going to report in all humility to the Security Council what we have done. It's for them to decide. We are not deciding.
Blix is scheduled to brief the Security Council tomorrow in New York. In the meantime, the United States continues to lobby permanent Security Council members to support a new resolution on Iraq. France, Russia, and China still oppose language that would trigger the use of force if Iraq failed to comply, and all three have veto power within the Council. But the United States is keeping up the pressure. Again, Secretary of State Powell.
We have made some progress. And we have heard some strong views coming from some of our partners. And we will work all this out in the course of our negotiations.
A senior State Department official says that the United States will try to prevent UN inspectors from returning to Iraq without a new resolution in place. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.